Today's daf is Yud Dalet of Masechet Menachos, or daf Yud Gimel. We're actually on the fourth line from the bottom, Geisei Rav Nachman. What we're going to do, first of all, we're going to learn for Rav Shleim of Shoshana Basi of Asarot and Devora. Second of all, just to read the Mishnah one more time very quickly, and then we'll skip to Eitzmei. So the Mishnah says like this, Shachat Shnei Kivasim, if you checked the two sheep of Shavuot, Lechol Echad Menachalos Lumachar, to eat one of the, right, there are two sheep and two breads, the Shavuot. The Kohen, one, two sheep, two bread. So Shachat Shnei Kivasim, you check the two sheep, Lechol Echad Menachalos Lumachar, to eat one of the chalos at the wrong day. Shavuot in Israel is one day. You can only eat the bread that day. You shech the sheep with the intention of eating the bread tomorrow. Or, hiktir shnei bazichin. Or, you are makriv the two bazichin. Or two bazichin. You makriv the two bazichin, which is talking about every Shabbat. Right? The two bazichin of the lechem upon him every Shabbat. Lechol echad men hasedarim lamachar, to eat one of the seder, meaning half the bread, sixth of the bread, I'm going to eat them on Sunday. Rabbi Yossi Omer, oso hachala, that challah that you had in mind, but oso haseder, and that half, shesider, v'shechishev olav, that you thought about, that's pigle. V'chevon olav karos, kares. V'asheni pasul, v'ain bo kares. You got that? The Chachamim Omer, Zeb is a pickle of the love curry. Good? Good so far? Now let's get to Eitzei. Eitzei, Rav Nachman, Ravuna. We have a brisa that says, La'olam, really, ain't bo kareis. There is no kareis. Aji yifagel b'shtehen the kizayis. Unless you mafagel both of them with a kizayis. Rashi. Ba'achas mehen. Right? You see Rashi? The Ba'achas mehen? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines in the bottom, all the way on the left. Right? I'm sorry. La'olam ein bokar hatashi gival shteyen b'kizayis. Right? I'm sorry. The Rashi before that. You see that Rashi? Klomar. What does that mean? That means, afilu lo pigil ela b'kizayis. You only had a pigil thought regarding a kizayis, bein shteyen, between the two of them, have a kulu pigle. The whole thing is pigle. B'shtehen in, both of them yes, v'achas lo. One of them no. What one of them no? Rashi, mispalgal chaverta. The one that the pigle on one is not mafadil the friend. One is not mafadil the other one. Mani, who is this author? Who is this author? Ilei marabanon. It can't be the rabanon. Because the Rabbanon held, afilu ba'achas mehenami. Even one alone, Rashi, afilu achas mehenami, no, I'm sorry, afilu achas mehenami, even if you have pigle on one, makes the second one pigle. Elapshita, obviously, it's Rabbi Yossi. Obviously, it's Rabbi Yossi. Now, in the part that I skipped, right, Rabbi Yossi said, if you pigle the right side of the animal, it's not mafagel the left side of the animal. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. Right? You pigle on the right side of the animal, it's not mafagel the left side of the animal. However, right? I skipped that part. Amar Huna, Amar Rabbi Yossi, pigle b'yarach shimin, lonis bagel yelch shel samol. My taima, either it's a pasuk or it's a svara. Right? So, back to the bottom line. In this brisa here, it must be Rabbi Yossi, it can't be the Rabbana. It's impossible. Why? Because Rabbanan said, having pigle on A will ruin B. This brisa says that if you have pigle on A, it doesn't ruin B. Now, fish elapshita Rabbi Yossi. Iyam fish lo machad gufo hu mishum hachim mitzarev. If it's one guf, and therefore it's mitzarev, that makes sense. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Iyam fish lo magaba yurechos. When it comes to yurechos, it's yurechos. The thigh, the bezevach echad asu. It's one body. The right side of an animal and the left side of an animal come from one body. The e piggle bazoo, misfalga bazoo. And if you have piggle in one part of an animal, of course it's mafagel the other part of the animal. Mishum hachi, therefore, mitzdarfos, chalos,
Therefore, challos can combine as well. Chatzi zayis mizu, v'chatzi zayis mizu. Ki, because, arvinhu, they can combine. D'chashiv, d'chishiv, because you thought about, almanat lechol, kizayis l'machar, v'in shtehen. You had in mind to eat two kizayisim from among these breads. That's fine. D'mahani luhu, masha arvinhu, zeh, b'machshavato, ki'ilu bo shtehen miguf echad. Because we'll view it as if it's one guf. Correct? We will view these two loaves as if they're one. And why would we do that? Because, well, one guf will certainly do that. So if we have two gufs, two chalas here, we'll view it as one. And you have a kizayis for half each, we'll allow it to combine. So I'm reading the kamon, because we're going to say today, the ear of machshavato, mahani, l'tzarfon. Having a machshava like that, we'll combine them. The reason why it will not work, having one chala be mafado the other chala, is the lo chad gufa ati. It's not one guf. And then they won't combine by having to think that they are. What he's saying is, if you hold that one body can become piggle, if you make the right side of the body, the right side of the animal piggle, it's mafado the left side as well, then I understand how it's even humanly possible to have two gufs, two chalas combined to give you a shear. That makes perfect sense. Ella, e amrit tre gufin ninu. But if you hold that one guf is really two gufs, like Rabbi Yossi held, mimit starfi, then how can you ever combine two real gufs? Rashi, gava yurechos, dimichad gufa asi, it comes from one guf. Tre gufin ninu, and we're treating it as if it's two. Why are we treating it as if it's two? Because if Yossi said, if you mafagel the right side of an animal, it doesn't do anything to the left side. So that means we take one animal and we're treating it as two. The im piggle zeh, below zeh, lone is fal gazu. And if you don't mafagel both, they're not going to happen. They're not going to both be piggled. Only the right side will be piggled. Gai b'chala. So by chala, which is two actual gufs, ki irvan le'echo kazayis mishtehen mi mistarfi? Can two loaves of bread combine? Can two gufs combine where one guf doesn't combine? That's the Gemara's question. Okay? And the Gemara said, you're right. In order to make this brisa make, it can't be Rabbi Yossi. It can't be Rabbi Yossi. It's a third shita. Hamani, Rebbe he. It's the opinion of Rebbe. The Tanya, Rebbe said, Hashoche, that's a kevesh. It's a kevesh. If somebody shechts a goat, the sheep of Shavuot, lechol chatzi zayis, lechol ashoche das hakeves, lechol chatzi zayis michal azu, I'm shechting the keves to eat half a kizayis of this chala, v'chein chaveiro, and then I shecht the second goat, the second sheep, lechol chatzi zayis michal azu, to eat half a kizayis from the second chala, Rebbe says, Omer ani, I say, shezek kosher. That's a kosher carbon. Why is it a kosher carbon? Because they only had in mind a chatzi matir, which is the sheep, and a chatzi kizayis, which is the goat, which is the challah. Taima, the whole reason why he said that is to amar chatzi chatzi, because he broke it up into half and half. Aval amar kizayis mishtehen, but if he had a kizayis from both breads, mitzarfin. Of course it'll be mitzarfin for a kizayis. According to Rabbi Yossi, it won't. Why won't it? According to Rabbi Yossi, it won't. Because if one guf is not mitzarif, for sure that's too low. According to the Rabbanan, I don't need two. One will be mafagel the other one. So who is this one who said that two halves can combine to give you one kizayis? It's the opinion of Rebbe. Okay? Okay? It's a three-way machlokes. This machlokes is going to come up again on Friday. So it'll come all of a sudden out of left field. The Gemara said, oh, it's three sheets. Rebbe, this is Rabbanan, this is Rabbi Yossi. When I read that, I was like, who's Rebbe? Oh, right, Rebbe's from today. Right? The Gemara just assumes you know it. So we're going to know it now. The problem is that the Gemara doesn't stop. The Gemara says, but Rebbe, I'll leave it to mine. Apparently, Rebbe can't have an independent shita. And who does he really hold like? Does he hold like Rabbi Yossi? Or does he hold like the Rabbanan? I'll leave it to Rabbanan if he agrees with the Rabbanan's theory. Then afilu ba'achas nami. Afilu achas mehen. Nami, right? Then even having piggle on one loaf will ruin the other loaf. the e aliba de Rav Yossi, and if it's Rav Yossi, hadra kushil duchte. The question returns. Right? The question returns. The question is, how is it possible to have to combine two loaves where you can't even combine one animal? That's the question. So the Gemara says like this. I'm not sure what's driving what? I guess there are only two opinions out there. The Gemara is soon going two opinions. Rabbi Natana, I don't know. Anyway, the Gemara says, Lo Olam Aliba DeRabbanan. Really, really, he holds like the Rabbanan. Okay? Now, below Tema, don't say, Aji Yifagel B'Shtehen, that he had to have Pigel of both loaves. No! Of course, if I'm doing Shechita, and I have in mind that I'm going to eat one of the loaves a different day, for sure the other loaf is Pigel. For sure. That's not a Shiloh. That was our question. According to Rabbanan, the case is superfluous. The Gemara says, no, don't say, rather change the brisa to say, Achi Yifagel b'shnehen, meaning the two sheep, right? You have to have the machshavas pigle by both sheep. Why? Because both sheep are matir the lechem. The pigle thought has to be by both sheep, not by one, by both. Why? Because they're both matirs. Okay? You would not be chayev kares if you only had a pigle thought by one of the sheep. Why? Because each one is a chati matir, which gives you a full matir. And we're going to see, because we're going to see in a minute that we don't hold like a mayor. A mayor holds that a chati matir is enough. We don't hold like a mayor. We hold you the full matir. One sheep is a half a matir, one sheep is a half a matir. So when the Bryce said that you need a shtehen, you have to have it by both, it doesn't mean there's loaves. Of course, one loaf will ruin the other loaf. No shaila about that. You have to have the pigle thought by both sheep. Not by both loaves, by both sheep. However, the afilu ba'achas mehen, but of course, if you have pigle by one loaf, of course it's going to ruin the other loaf. Right? Lafuka de Rameir, this excludes the sheet of Rameir, the Amar who said, the Falgan b'chati matir. You can even have pickle by a chati matir, kamash balon, below. We don't hold like that. Exactly. Exactly. We changed everything. No, that we didn't change. It's one kizayis among both loaves. That we don't have to change. But we changed the pickle on the pigle thought were on both sheep. He shekeled one sheep, I can't wait to eat one of these loaves at the wrong time. He shekeled the other sheep, I can't wait to have one of these loaves at the wrong time. He had a pigle thought by both. According to Rebbe, you don't have to have that both. Okay? So, now, the Brisa started off like this. It said, La'olam, always, ain bo kareis. You're not going to get kareis. Achi yifagel b'shtehen b'kizayin. Right? Now. Right? La'olam always. Now, ihachi. If we're saying that the Bryce is not like Rameyer, my la'olam. What do you mean? Always, according to everybody. What's la'olam? The Bryce thought of the word la'olam. Right? La'olam seems to imply that we're excluding a lot of different things. Right, we're talking about a lot of la'olam, really. I have so many different things to say, and la'olam always you get. Now, i'amrit bishlama b'shtehen u'bishnehen. If the Brisa was teaching us that you're not chayiv until you're mafagel, both sheep and both loaves, right? And the Rav Yossi he, and the opinion is Rav Yossi, because according to Rav Yossi, you have to have both machshavas on each loaf because it doesn't combine. Lafuki midir Meir, to exclude Meir, umidir Rabbanon ka'asi, and to exclude Rabbanon, hayanadika amal la'olam. That would make sense to say la'olam. Why? Because we're being mamaye, pigle on one sheep, and pigle on one loaf. Eli'i amrit lafuki midir Rabbanon, but if we say that the opinion, that the brisa, the author, is the Rabbanon, ulafuki midir Meir, and the only thing we're doing is excluding Meir, my la'olam. What kind of word is la'olam? That word doesn't fit. The word la'olam fits when you're excluding many things. We're talking about many different things. La'olam, always. Not here, not always. All we're doing is not like Rameyer. But the word la'olam is too ambitious. It's too much of an ambitious word. It doesn't fit. So the Gemara says, ba'od, also, also, Ha Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Tashma, listen to this. Rebbe Omer, Bishum Rebbe Yossi, Pigel Bedavar Hanas, let's say you have a, we're talking about the Purim Hanisrafin and the Tegirim Hanisrafin that are burned on Yom Kippur. Most of the avoda of these goat, this goat and this cow are done in the Heichal, in the Kodesh. Okay? Rebbe Omer, Mishur Rebbe Yossi, Pigel Bedavar Hanase Bachutz, if you have in mind to do one of the avodas Bachutz, right? For example, Pigel. That'll be Pigel. The goat and the cow, the blood is sprinkled in the Heichal, but the Shirayim and the Emurin are done, the Shem of Dam and the Emurin are done in the big bath outside. So you're standing outside, and you have a Pigel thought for an avoda outside, that's Pigel. The Davar Hanas if it's Nim, but if it's an inside avoda, low Pigel. That's not Pigel. Keta, for example, Hayomid Bachot, you're standing outside, really outside, I mean you're in the Azara, and you're shechting the ear or this par. But Amar, you say, I'm only shechting it. I'm going to sprinkle the dam tomorrow. Lo pigel. That's not pigel. Why not? Because the dam is sprinkled in the heichal. Why can't there be pigel like that? Because all of that upsukim. We had a whole mitzvah called zvach. You can't have pigel on a, for, when you're outside for an inside avoda. Shamachshava bachutz bedavar hanasa b'fnim. You have an outside thought for an inside avoda. When you're outside, you're dreaming about how you're going to do inside the wrong time, the wrong... That's not Pigel. Also, the Omer Bifnim, if you're standing inside the Heichal, Omer, you said, Hareini Mazeh Almanaz Lahat Emurin L'machar, I'm going to sprinkle now on the condition to burn the Emurin after Yom Kippur. That Emurin is done outside of the Big Mizbeah. Or the Lishbach Hashirayim L'machar, or I'm going to pour the leftover dam on the Yitzhodas of Mizbeah outside. L'machar, lo pigel. Again, that's not pigel. Why not? Shemachshava b'tnim b'davar hanaseh b'chut. It's an inside thought on an outside avoda. That's also not pigel. Hayomid b'chut, if he's standing outside in the Azara, v'amran yitzed, harmeni shochet almanas lushbruch shirayim l'machar, I'm shechting this on the condition to pour the shirayim tomorrow, v'emur l'machar, or v'emur tomorrow, that yes, it's pigel. Shemachshava b'chut b'davar hanaseh b'chut. It's an outside avoda and an outside thought. That's pigel. Okay? Now, wait a minute. Wait, we didn't get to our question yet. Wait a minute. Lishbok Shirayim, you have a thought while you're doing the Shechita that you're going to have while you're pouring the dam outside, right? You have a machshava to do what? What's your machshava? What's your machshava? While I'm pouring the dam, I'm having a pigel thought. I'm going to do what? What are you going to do? Right? That's what we just said. Amar. Ha'omei b'chutz. Amar, you said, Harini shochid almanas lishbok shirayim l'machar. I am going to shech this animal now on the condition that I'm going to pour the dam tomorrow. Right? Or, l'hak de'mur l'machar, pigel. Right? Right? Now, what's going to become pigle? What's going to become pigle tomorrow? In other words, pigle only is if you eat something. It can't be pigle without eating. The machshava is no good, but the pigle, the karet is if you eat something. Right? What are you going to eat? Ile malav gule dam. You can eat the dam. And Rashi says, but you're not going to eat that anyway. But if you eat the dam, if you do the shogi, you'll have to bring two chatzis, one for dam, one for pigle. If that's the case, dam mima fagel, there is no pigle by dam. You can't, there's no such thing. Why not? Ditnan, it's a mission in Zvachim, on daf mem beis, everybody remembers this. Elu devarim she'en chayav analeh mishum pigle. Here are the following things where there is no pigle. Why is there no pigle? Because, pigle is only something where there's another matir afterwards. For example, there's no pigle by a komet, or Lavona, or Ktoret, or Minchas Kahanim, or Minchas Nezachim, or Minchas Kori Mashiach, or Vadam, right? Or Vadam. There's no pickle on Dam, right? In other words, if during the Avoda you have a Machshava, you're going to eat something Chutzulzman, right? The Dam itself is not pickle. If you eat that Dam by mistake, if you're in a Chatzis for eating pickle, no. Right? That's what we're talking about. You're Shech, you're doing an Avoda, and you're dreaming that you can eat the meat next week. That's pickle. Now, next week, you have to eat that meat. That you have courage for that. What if you drink the Dam for shogeg? Do you have to bring a chatas for violating pickle? No. Why not? Because there is no pickle by Dam. There's no such thing. So what is the pickle over here? El pshita, obviously, lav gulei abatar. It's the meat. That's the only thing the pickle could be. It's the meat. Now, wait a minute. Think about this. Hashta, umahasam. The case like this. It's Yom Kippur, and you're doing the shechita of a carbon, the ear of Yom Kippur, and you have in mind that you're going to pour the shirayim of the dam at the wrong time. That's pickle. When is the pickle going to happen? When you eat the carbon. You're not supposed to eat it anyway. It can't happen when you drink the dam. There's no such thing. So it's going to happen when you eat the carbon. So listen to this. Umah hasam. By the case of that shirayim, delo chashav be b'basar gufei. You're not even thinking about the basar. It's not even in your head. You're not even thinking about that. Amar of Yosi mafagel, and that's pigle, right? Hacha dechashav be b'zevach gufei. Here, you're thinking about the animal. What are you thinking about? But here, according to Rav Yossi, you're thinking about the right side of the animal. Lo kolshki, the pigle b'yerach yamin, pigle b'yerach small. Won't the right side passel the left side? In a case, this in Yom Kippur, well, you're not even thinking about the meat. All you're thinking about is doing shirayim at the wrong time. But the only way you're going to be over pigle is if you have that thought and then you eat something. You can't be pigle eating dam. There's no such thing, right? So the only time it's going to ever be pickle is if you eat the carbon. Right? And you weren't even thinking about that. The further thing from your head, Yom Kippur, you're fasting. You had a pickle thought? Okay, you had a pickle thought. And yet, it's pickle. So for sure, if you're thinking about the meat, you're thinking of the right side, of course it's going to pass on the left side. It's a kal v'chomer. Kind of chomer is that. It's the whole kasha on the Rosh Hashita. Right? Now, Rabbi Yossi said, one second. Amar Huna, I'm back to the Gemara. Omer Hayy Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Huna said, Rabbi Yossi said, Mefag pigel b'yerach shal yamin, lo nisfag l'yerach shal smol. If you mefag the right side, you're not mefag the left side. I went back. Right. There's a kasha on that. How could Rabbi Huna say that? That's the kasha. Now, before we ask that kasha, we asked a different kasha. The kasha that we asked was, there's a brisa by Lechem on Shavuot, which seems to go against Rav Yossi Shita. So we said, it's not really Rav Yossi, it's really the Rabbanon, and we changed the brisa to make sense. Right? We changed the brisa to make sense. We changed the brisa to make sense. Then, but we asked the kasha on that. Right? What was the kasha on that? The kasha was that the word la'olam didn't make any sense. We didn't answer that kasha. Then we asked another kasha, right? Right? Then we asked another kasha from this whole story. Then we asked another kasha from the whole story. What was the other kasha? The other kasha was the whole story about the Yom Kippur business. And it's impossible that Rav Yossi could say that if you have a pigle machshava on the right side of an animal, it's mefag on the left side of an animal. How could Rav Yossi possibly say that? After all, you can be over pigle, not even thinking about basar at all. That was the kasha. How could he not say? How could Rav Huna say that Rav Yossi said if you mefag on the right side, it doesn't ruin the left side? How could he possibly say that? Another kasha. Ha'amar Ravina said, Tashma. This is going to be yesterday's daf. Hakomet et hamincha, if someone does kmita on a mincha, lechal shireha, to eat the shirayim at the wrong time, lahakter kom to lamachar, or to burn the kmita at the wrong time, moda Rav Yossi, Rav Yossi agreed, b'zu, shepigl v'chayav al karet. Did you get pickled for that? So while I'm doing the kmita, I'm dreaming about I'm going to eat the shirayim at the wrong time. Right? Now, lahakdir, or if you have in mind, while you're doing the kmita, you're dreaming that you're going to be makdir the kmita at the wrong time. Lahakdir kumta, lav gule mai. What's the piddle here? Same question. Ile malav gule komed. Komet in your fadel, but not. Eil devarim she'en chayavan aleya mishom piddle, hakomet. Elapshita, lav gule shirayim. The only way you can be overpiggled by a mincha is if you eat the shirayim. You can't eat the komet. Why not? Because the komet's not edible. You have to eat the shirayim. So when you're dreaming, here's what you're doing. You took the kmita out of the bowl, and you have the kmita in your hand, and you're dreaming how you're going to burn this kmita tomorrow. You're not allowed to do that. You have to burn it today. You're dreaming about the kmita, how you're going to burn it tomorrow. That's piggle. When does the piggle kick in? When you eat the shirayim. Nothing else to eat. Right? You eat the shirayim. Right? You're not even dreaming about the shirayim. You're not even thinking about the shirayim. Yet, that'll make pigle, right? Hashta, umahatam, tolachashe, bushayim, gufay. You're not even thinking about the shirayim. Methagli, that makes pigle. Hacha, tolachashe, bushayim, bizvicha, gufay, lo kolshkein? For sure it's going to make pigle. Okay? Ella Amar of Yochanan. Ella Amar of Yochanan. Look at Rashi. I'm going to finish the stuff, I don't know. What? El Amar Avashi. El Amar Rav Yochanan. Look at Rav Yochanan. Look at Rashi. Lethel Rav Huna. No. Rav Huna's wrong.
Lethel Rav Yochanan, Rav Huna's wrong.
Im Pigel B'yamin, Pigel B'smol. If you are Mephadah the right side of an animal, you for sure Mephadah the left side of an animal. Da'achazinan, because we see, Afilu lo chishiv ela b'dam, this Fagel Basar. If you only think about the dam, you still Mephadah the Basar. V'agabe chalos, Hani time of the Rav Yossi, the Amar the Masnitsan, the Trey Gufin in him. The reason why the Chalas are different is because it's two separate bodies, it's two separate Chalas. The Impigal Bazu, Lonis Falga Bazu. If you have Pigal on one Chala, why should that be Mabat of the other Chala? Uva El Katani, Bishtehen, the Kazayat, the Mashma, the Mitzterefet, the Chad Gufin in him. In other words, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hainu time of the Rav Yossi, Hakasav Asa'an Guf Echad, the kasev asa'an shnei gufin. Sometimes two chalas can be one guf, and sometimes they can be two gufs. Guf echad, the ma'akdi ahadadi. Guf echad in the sense that they are ma'akiv each other. What does that mean, the ma'akiv each other? Right? What does that mean, the ma'akiv each other? We'll see in Rashi in a minute. Shnei gufin, and it's two gufs, the amrachmana, ha'luchude avita, ha'luchude avita. Each challah and each of the six of the 12 are done in separate ways. In other words, Irvinhu Misarvin, if you combine them, they're combined. Hakasav Asad Guf Echad, because they're one, consider one guf. Palginhu, if you have pigle, Mithalge, you can do pigle. Why? Hakasav Asad Shnei Guf. Because the Pasuk also treats it as two guf. Look at Rashi, last line. Hakasav Asad Guf Echad, the ma'akvi ahadadi, the ain zu ksheira below zu. In order for this to work, you need two loaves. You can't have one loaf, you need two loaves. Dichtiv, like it says, shtayim, shnei esronim. Demashna shtayim, halawachat. I'm talking about the two loaves of Shavuot. Uksiv, and it says, solas tiyena, v'chol, havi ikuva. But also a kos of atmo, asim shnei gufin. It's also considered two loaves. Dichtiv, it's obviously two loaves. Midichtiv, like it says, shtayim. The mashma, kol achas lishasa, the lisha, the kneading, the arichasa, the tneatma, the making it into a loaf happens in two separate bowls. Why does it happen in two separate bowls? Because they're two loaves. Each one needs each other. If you only bring one loaf, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of bringing two loaves on Shavuot. I have one, did I get half a mitzvah? No such thing. And so each one is considered like as if, in one sense, they're connected to each other. They're like one goof, but they're also like two goof. Therefore, arvinhu to amar bekazayis bein shtehen misarvin. If you have a mind to eat a kazayis from both loaves, that'll work. Why will that work? Umitzdarfin the hakasif asim gufecher, because at some level they're one goof. So if you have in mind to eat a kazayis from both loaves, that'll work. Hadlinhu to amar almanas lechol menachas. Well, if chaverta ima, mitfagli. Then chaverta pigle, the rekasav asan shtei gufin. If I have a pigle fought on one loaf, does it ruin the other loaf, according to Yossi? No! Why not? Because it's two guf. So on some level it's one guf, and on some level it's two gufs. Okay? Got that? Now, by Rabbi Yochanan, pigle balachmi toda. What if you have pigle, lachmi toda? What's lachmi toda? There are 40 loaves of bread that are brought with a toda. What if you have pigle on top of them and not on the other? So does it ruin all 40? Okay? Pigle balachmi toda. Or something else called mahu. Minchas mafa mahu. A minchas mafa with a certain kind of carbon which had 10 bread, five rakikin, five challahs, and same idea, 10 bread. It's a carbon with 10 bread, and you have pickle on some of them. Tana leir, mitachlifa b'marava, v'chein ata omer b'lach metoda, v'chein ata omer b'minchas masa. Same thing. In other words, if you mafagel on one of them, it only ruins the one you pickle on. It doesn't ruin, it doesn't transfer to the other ones. Just like by the two of Shavuot, one doesn't transfer to the other, so too, here it doesn't transfer to the other. So far so good? Okay. Tana Rabbanan, listen to this. Can you imagine we did an entire Masechta Sevachim and this question didn't come up. Tana Rabbanan, b'shas shechita, during the shechita, chishev le'echol chati zayin. You have in mind to eat a half a kzayin. It's the wrong time. U'b'shas zirika, chishev le'echol chati zayin. At the wrong time. When I do the shechita, I'm dreaming about how I'm going to eat it tomorrow at the wrong time, it's 4 days from now. And when I do the zrika, I dream of the other half of the kazayis. Does it combine? Pigle, it combines. Why? Because they say shechita, zrika, mitzdarfin. Shechita and zrika are mitzdarfin. Okay? It combines. What does that mean? When I'm doing the shechita, the two halves will be mitzdarfin. Same avona. It's the same offering. Very good. No, Mati, very good. Ikka da'amri, others say, Shechita uzrika tarvaihu, right? Matirin. Shechita and zrika, the reason why they combine is because they're both matirin. The shechita is matir the dam, and the dam is matir the meat. In, that'll work. However, what about kabbalah of a halacha? Lo, that won't combine. Why not? Because they're not matirin. Right? Why? You don't need kabbalah, you don't need halacha. You need kabbalah. It doesn't matter anything. Others say, no. Hanach demercharkon. Wait, Shechita, the first avodah. And Zrika, the last avodah combined, they're far away from each other. So then, Kolshkein demercharkon, then for sure, the two middle avodahs combined, they're right near each other. So it's a machloka. Ikadiyami says the other way. Right? Ani, is that true? But Tana Levi said, what are you talking about? Arba avodos ein mitzarfis lepigel. The four avodahs are mitzarf. Shechita, Zrika, halach, kabbalah, halacha. They don't combine. So the Gemara, Amar Rav lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, the price of Levi is Rebbe. That's the opinion of Rebbe from yesterday, from earlier. Vaha, and the Mishnah, and the price of the first price, that said the Arbitzar, is Rabbanan, the Tanya. Rebbe said, Hashoch el etzakeven, lecha chati zayis michal azu, v'chein chaveiro, lecha chati zayis michal azu, Rebbe Omer ani shezek kosher. That's kosher. Why is it kosher? Right, so we're bringing a raya from Rebbe, just like Rebbe said. If I shech one of the sheep of Shavuot, and I have in mind to eat a half of kezayis, and I shech the other sheep, and I have in mind to eat a half of kezayis, they're not mitzarei. Why not? They're just not. And therefore the animals, the carbons kosher, keep on going. So too, Levi said, the four avodas are not mitzarei. That makes perfect sense. Right? Amalei Abaya, there's Abaya, wait a minute. This is going to take us to the Mishnah. Amar dishmas le Rebbe. When did Rebbe say his din that did not mitzarev? V'chatzi matir, v'chatzi achila. Half a matir, half an achila. One sheep is a half a matir, half a kezayis is a half an achila. That's when Rebbe said doesn't combine. Kulo matir. But if it's the whole thing is a matir, v'chatzi achila, misha matzle? Rebbe ever say no? Right, what about over here? Kulo matir, right? And chatzi achila, right? If you have a mind by the shechita or the zrika, each one of them is a full matir. Each one of them is a matir shalim. And you have a chatzi achila. That will combine. So the bias doesn't make any sense. Why not? You hear what the question, Abaya's question is? Amalei Rav Abar Rav Chanan Labaya, the E Isle Le Rebbe, if you do hold like, if Rebbe would hold like that, then Kulo Matir, Bechatzi Achila, what if it's a Kulo Matir, Bechatzi Achila, Ligzar, should be a Gzeira, Chatzi Matir, Bechatzi Achila, Atu, Kulo Matir, Bechatzi Achila. It should be a Gzeira. Why? Deha, Rebbe Yossi goes there, Rabbanan Gazri. Everybody makes Gzeiras. Rebbe Yossi goes there the following. It's not. Lahaktir, this is yesterday. Lahaktir, Levona Solomachar, if somebody has in mind to eat the Levona tomorrow, and by the way, the Levona is not a Matir. Rabbi Yossi, Omar Pasul Ve'engel Kareth. The Chom Omar Pigel Ve'chavon Olav Kareth. According to Rabbi Yossi, even though it's not Pigel, it's still Aser. Why? Because we make Zeres. Rabbanan Nami Gazi. Rabbanan also made Zera. It's not. It's tomorrow's Daf. Pigel Ve'komet Ve'lo Ve'Levona. If you have Pigel in the Komet, not the Levona. Levona Ve'lo Komet. Rabbi Meir Omar Pigel. That's Pigel Ve'chavon Olav Kareth. Because according to him, you can have a Chatzi Matir. The Chom Omar Ein Bo Kareth Achi Yifagel Ve'chala Matir. Which is Mashma, that it's a kezayis ainbow, but the carbon's puzzle. Why? Because you make a gzera. Chatzi matir, atu, full matir. So the Gemara says, Amalei, Abaye answers back, Hachi hashta? How could you compare that? Bishlo mahasam, I understand, Gazer Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was gozer, komate de lavona, atu komate de mincha. He's making a gzera, komate of a lavona, atu a komate of mincha. Right? Also, Rabbanan, Gazri, Komate, Atu, Komate, the Minchas Chote. They will go there, Komates, where there is no Lavona, even though there's no Lavona. Atu, Carbon Minchas Chote, where there also is no Lavona. That makes sense. The Gzeras have a pattern. The Lavona, Atu Lavona, Bab Bezichit. And Lavona by itself is goes there just like the Lavona of the two Bezichin, which also come alone. Kvasim, sheep, Nami, Keves, Atu, Keves, Chaveiro. Bazach atu bazach chaveiro. All these gzeiras make sense. Elahacha, but over here, by the case of one kevet on a chatzi achila, right? Mi ika chatzi matir v'chatzi achila ba'alma delekem v'lizer. There's no such thing in the world that we should ever make a gzeira like that. And by the way, hachina mesabra. That makes perfect sense. You know why? The time of the rabbanon mishum hachihu. The reason why the Rabbanan do that Gzeira is Diktani Seifa, because the Seifa of tomorrow's Daf says, tomorrow or the day after, Umod of Chacham Lor Meir, the Chacham agree that the Minchas Chote, the Minchas Kenos, Shem Pigel Bekomet, Pigel, the Chenel of Kare. Why? Because there is no Lavona in those Minchas, Shakome to Amatir. Ha, Lamali Lamitne Klal, why they even mention that? Pshita, Mi Ika Matir Achrina, there is no Matir Achrina. El Olav, Ha Kamash Malan, time of the komet, which of ikad komet, the minchas chote the dummy leg, because there are cases that are comparable. In other words, the only time we'll ever make zera is if you can make a mistake. I don't see a lavona here. Well, there are some karbonas that don't have lavona, right? By a chatzi matir, one sheep, and a chatzi kizayit, which is a half of achila, there is no way that's ever usher, never, and therefore there's no reason to make such a zera. And therefore, we don't have an answer to the question, how do we resolve the steer between the two brises? One said that the four avodas combine, and Levi said they don't combine. And we wanted to say, well, Rebbe holds like Levi. And then we said, that's impossible, because the only time Rebbe said they don't combine is when there's no reason to make them combine, because there's no possible gzera out there that anyone could ever make a mistake. Since there's no reason for that, I'm not getting such a gzera, therefore Rebbe held that they don't combine, and the Mizbeach is kosher. Levi is talking about four irregular avodas. Why would that be awesome? Why can't they combine? Why can't they combine? And the Karen Ora says, listen to this Karen Ora. Karen Ora says, this is the only place in Shas. Karen Ora says, no. This is the only place in Shas where we have a stira between two brises, and we don't say one holds like one and one holds like the other. So how do you resolve the stira? It says, Lo mati b'shas sugyat kazu. We don't have anything like this in Shas. She ate shtei brises sosros. Two brises contradict. Below much, we can't explain them. We can't explain them. We're stuck. Okay? The Gemara couldn't explain it. I'm not explaining it. We'll stop here. We got to the Mishnah, and we resume tomorrow. Baruch Hashem, more pickle tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.